Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Again, as we pointed out during the news, honestly, just as CBS News was finishing, the black smoke, Sistine Chapel, billowed. No Pope, first round. We'll wait for the white smoke. I'm going to get right back to what we were talking about last hour, and we've received a number of texts on it, and I would love more. We had Eric Lipton on from the New York Times. I know some people, Dave, are just automatically going to go, New York Times, phenomenal, great, love it. Others can say, oh, my God, liberal, rag, they hate every conservative possible. It's part of the problem that in so many aspects of life, we just preconceive ideas. Doesn't mean you shouldn't have ideas. Doesn't mean you can't consume information and affirm your ideas. But because we have so many outlets now to consume information on topics, if you care about them, you should seek them out. And that's the part that Eric Lipton was making at the end. Read his work on Donald Trump, Eric Trump, Donald Trump Jr., and how unique this is. If you are a, and we'll get back to that part in a second, if you are a Rachel Maddow lefty, go turn on Fox News. Go listen to Sean Hannity. Go read other conservative outlets. Broaden your thinking. Maybe in the end you feel like, yep, I'm good where I'm at. But if you just want to be told, man, I was great. Man, I was great. I was great all along. Well, then that's Jim P talking to Dave Harrigan. We've got enough of that.
I don't.
Yeah, I didn't think so. But on this, and by the way, the show called out Hunter Biden, I don't know, about 200 times. Wasn't qualified. Hanging on his last name, made too much money, lied about it, deserved the investigation. Absolutely. 100%. Donald Trump is at such a financial higher level. Doesn't mean Biden shouldn't have been pursued. Was. Rightfully so, in my opinion. But Donald Trump on these financial ventures, because his business interests are so available for individuals who want to further ingratiate themselves into his sway, into his favor, into his business, that you should be the most passionate Trump supporter and still say, what are we doing here? Why are people staying at that hotel? Why are they going to Mar-a-Lago? Why are they going to Doral? Why are they going to all of his businesses, which he had before He went 2-1 for the presidency. And now on crypto. For a guy who is Eric Lipton, New York Times podcast. It'll be, is it available yet or will it be very soon?
Give me about 20 seconds.
Yeah. Podcast or show, please. Good stuff. We talked about the cigarette butt fiasco. Had fun with Rena. Had Jim Pete on the Wolves. Eric Lipton on their investigation. Donald Trump has now embraced crypto as much as anyone, profiting at a staggering level. And then while President of the United States is appointing people who are dropping cases, pardoning individuals who are giving enormous sums of money to what? Oh, I don't know. The crypto company that his family's running. This is just different. And I get it when someone shows up in D.C., Congress, senator, president, and then they stay there for a long time, elected office, lobbyist, whatever it might be, Dave Hergen, and they make enormous sums of money. And those are Democrats and Republicans. And I'm not slighting them. And the stock information and what has happened with Nancy Pelosi and stock information is staggering. So I'm not slighting that. I'm all for that investigation also. But when you have the President of the United States and this industry, which is still, to some level, the wild, wild west, when, what would you say, 97% of the public is still confused by crypto?
Maybe higher.
Maybe higher. I'm not telling you I understand everything about crypto. I don't think you are either. But when you have put your burgeoning business in there, and then you're dismissing and hiring people who are offering you incredibly favorable rulings and dismissing charges against people who just magically then donate a lot of money, we're okay with this? We just should be okay with this. Come on. This is not normal behavior. Let's get to text. If it's not on Fox or other outlets, they won't believe it. Fake news from the New York Times. Yeah, that's like somebody said, fake news. And I said, why? Explain. So far, silence from the individual. And what difference does any of this make? I'm reading text. You won't be charged with anything. Who's going to bring charges? No one 4 years of this. It's unbelievable. That's why you still should believe in good journalism. And the media is very broad. When we have interviews, I think we have journalism in a traditional sense. We do. When Andy Luger's on, when other people are on, information can come out. We're also opinion driven. We're also silly. So in the traditional, truest sense of a print reporter, that's not what we do here. And if you want to consume a variety of information, that's what you should do. Stop just going to the places where you just love what they're saying.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
More text. The whole thing is sickening. There is nothing the average citizen will be able to do about what Trump is doing in crypto. Even by some miracle there will be changes, nothing will happen. Obviously, MAGA supporters won't do anything about it, and Republicans won't call him out either. If this was Harris or someone else, Dave, a Democrat, who was embracing crypto, had the wealth to put the money in, and was dismissing people and hiring the right people and pardoning people, then rightfully so, the MAGA folks should be up in arms.
No, I don't think they would be.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Why is the truth viewed as left? Why can't people even support Trump realize that it is all just the truth? There are some people who have such hatred towards Donald Trump that no matter what is out there, if it's negative towards Trump, they believe it 100% of the time. And that's not always accurate. He gives us plenty of material to raise questions, to draw scrutiny. But man, we're just getting further in our default. And I get it. But I want people to think with their mind here. When you have this industry, which is still trying to figure out where the regulations should go, and you have the president of the United States who's jumped in and getting huge sums of money, not just from Americans, but from all across the world, and then is setting up precisely how this new industry is going to be regulated. Think about that in other industries. And this is the most powerful person on the planet who's doing this, Dave.
I believe the quote from Eric Lipton was, "There's no apparent conflict of interest. This is a conflict of interest."
This text. "New York Times doesn't have any credibility at all. All they do is attack conservatives. When there was a deep dive into Barack Obama's passport records, where was the deep dive the fact that Barack Obama has no test scores, no college transcripts or any schools he went to? Where was the deep dive in those facts?" And also brings up Ilhan and marrying the brother. Okay. If you think that Barack Obama is not an American citizen, you are one of many things. These all are check marks. You're such an ideologue that you hate him, that you want to believe this. You're racist. You're a fool, because all of these things have been disproven. Do we see a lot of Donald Trump's college records, all that out there? No, we don't. The idea that Barack Obama was not born here was driven by one thing. He's a black man. Period. End of discussion. Wouldn't have come up if he wasn't a black man. Ilhan Omar and scrutiny on her? Are we kidding? And again, you're allowed to massively disagree with these two individuals, be a proud conservative. There's zero wrong with that. But to act like these investigations have not taken place, New York Times looked over and over and over and over again about Barack Obama as an American citizen. And there is zero doubt he is an American citizen. Does any of that happen if he's not a black man?
Likely not.
Has it happened ever before with any white president in the history of our country?
I do not remember it.
Yeah. Why does he say Barack Hussein Obama? Does he even know Joe Biden's middle name?
Robinette?
Yeah. No, because he's playing off more hatred. So there's a lot to examine about Barack Obama. All for it. You want to examine what's going on with that presidential library right now and the money and what's happening? All for it. But he's not an American citizen. Please. Might want to look into your soul on that one. It's 22 past 2 right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.